There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
Girl Scout cookies should not be causing any kind of rift between people.
Especially if it becomes relentless.
Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
I really can't.
Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
Well, I have money on me right now.
Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
Oh, I know you take that mobile. I really just...
Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
No! Actually, I love Girl Scout cookies.
But sometimes there are good reasons why people aren't buying the Girl Scout cookies. And this was a story about a woman that we saw in People magazine who said no to buying cookies from someone that she worked with because, number one, she's got celiac disease. She can't eat them.
And that caused her coworker to badmouth her behind her back.
Well,
and because office gossip is office gossip, It got back to the poor woman who said, because of dietary reasons, No, you know what? I can't buy your cookies. I'm sorry.
And before it became gossip, he pressured her again. Well, can't you just buy one? Because it would mean a lot to me and my daughter. Oh, don't guilt somebody into something, especially when you got to work with them.
Instead of doing that, how about you go home and teach your daughter the value of working on her own and raising her own money? Of course, I say this completely hypocritical as I brought Girl Scout cookie fill out forms to work while my girls were Girl Scouts. You know what? There were people that got irritated by that. I remember it vividly, and I get it now. I've had 8 different people approach me at 8 different offices, at 8 different places of business. Parents, mind you, not kids. Kids saying, will you buy my daughter's Girl Scout cookies? And then getting kind of the side eye when you say no.
Mm-hmm. Producer Jessica, when are we going to get the next fundraiser for Walt? I haven't seen any from you about that.
His school does like one a year selling thing. And
what does it sell? What do they sell?
Popcorn.
Okay.
It's fine.
Is it good popcorn?
It's actually good popcorn. I've bought it. I usually buy a couple bags just to support. I don't like to be that pressury coworker, so that when I do come with something, everybody will be cool with it. But if you do it every year, everybody's just going to be annoyed.
Well, I remember in our office years ago, John, it was what parent could get the cookie sign up sheet up first. It was almost like people would knock each other down to make sure theirs went up first. It's
not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
I want to preface this by saying again how much I think I can speak for everybody. We love Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, yeah. And there's nothing like a Girl Scout cookie Thin Mint fresh out of the freezer. Oh,
well, actually,
so
there
perfect.
Is something. It's called one word, Samoa.
Oh, I like them too.
Causing you to say, may I have Samoa,
please? Yes.
And then there's the shortbread you dip in your coffee every morning. Or else you can make a little makeshift ice cream sandwich with them. A little scoop of vanilla between two of them. I guess you get the point.
Yes.
We like Girl Scout cookies. But that said, we shouldn't be feeling like we're going to the third degree.
Yeah.
Whether we're walking up to Ralph's and all of a sudden you gotta get like a can of tomato sauce, but there's a cute little girl with her pigtails and her mom saying,
would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
And the girl herself's like, okay, sir, but the mom's like, We'll catch you on the way out.
By the way, Girl Scout cookie season starts Sunday.
Okay.
So, if you're not interested in buying Girl Scout cookies,
would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
What is your go-to? How do you answer that? Are you pressured at work? What do you do with your coworkers? What do you say to them if they continually pressure you?
Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
No. love Girl Scout cookies. We'll buy them when we want to buy them. Yes.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Would you like to get some Girl Scout cookies?
Well, I'm at work right now. There's a staff meeting. I'm not sure it's appropriate.
Would you like to get some Girl Scout cookies?
Actually, there's a strict rule here now that we're only supposed to buy.
Would you like to get some Girl Scout cookies?
Listen! Allison and Tara Santa, what do you do? Yeah. What's your way out of getting out of buying cookies if you don't want?
You know, I have to say it's really hard because we have a group here in Tara Santa that has every possible means of buying one. And then if you try to throw a health thing at them, they'll be like, oh, we'll send one to the troop, guilt you into it. So I'm like, oh, I already bought from the last girl. And they're like, well, what about us? So I just try to continue to say I bought from the last one, and I at least buy one box a year, so my guilt or my conscience is clean.
We should take this as a positive. These are the future leaders of America who will not take no for an answer.
I know.
That I respect.
Yes. However, my waistline does not.
Wow.
Thanks, Allison. Amy in National City, what do you do when you're inundated with the Girl Scout cookie requests?
You tell them, I mean, if it's a coworker, you tell them if they bring their kid in and the kid asks if you want to buy some, then maybe you'll buy a box.
Great point. Oh, last year, one of our coworkers brought their daughters in, and they came, and she came to every studio, and that was a genius move. So well played.
Ashley, what is your take on the Girl Scout cookie selling?
I was a Girl Scout. My daughter's a Girl Scout now. But prior to my daughter being a Scout, if I didn't want to buy any right then, I would just say, oh, no, thank you, not today. Or if I already bought some, I would say, oh, I bought some. Thank you so much, though. Like, there's no reason to pressure people, though.
Mike and PB, how do you get out of buying the Girl Scout cookies at work if you don't want to buy them?
Honestly, I'm so thankful I don't work in an environment with, like, people selling their Girl Scout cookies to the kids, because I'd fold like a cheap suit, man.
Yeah.
I would pay like nobody's business. I'm able to, you know, keep my eyes forward at the Walmart and you know, be like, okay, no, thank you. But, man, if I worked in that environment, I would have no solutions.
You see, it's easier for me to say no to work because I'm like, hey, man, I've got like five people already hitting me up. Mm. But at the grocery store, when I see the mom and the cute little Girl Scouts and they've got an answer for everything, I have no cash. We take Venmo. I'm not hungry. Send it to a troop. They've got an answer, and I can't say no.
Yeah.
And if I say, you know what, I need to get some money, get me on the way out, you best believe they're waiting for me at every exit. Every exit's covered.
Thanks, Mike.
That said, you know I'm going to buy some.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, we love them.
I love them so much. So don't stop asking. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.